The Alegnagik Wood River Bridge is complete and opened yesterday. The bridge connects the North Shore residents of Alegnagik with the South Shore and the road to Dillingham. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more.
As far back as people remember, at least a dozen people have died making the short crossing of Lake Alegnagik, most of them falling through the ice, which is unreliable in the winter and perilous during the shoulder seasons. By boat, snowgo, or four-wheeler, middle and high school students cross every day to attend school in Dillingham. Then there are the medical emergencies and the routine daily crossings by others to get to work or just get groceries.
It's harder on the elders and the school kids going across every day and take risking their lives, actually. This year is the most blessing thing that happened for the younger generation.
That's North Shore resident Bob Christensen, who says his knees used to shake as he crossed the ice or choppy waters when he first moved to Alegnagik 8 years ago. For some, like Molly Chythluck, cutting the ribbon on the bridge Tuesday was a little longer coming.
It's just amazing. Nothing that I've ever imagined would ever happen when I started school here in 1951.
As of the last head count, there were 248 people living in Alegnagik, a slight majority of them on the North Shore. The city says the community is growing, and while a lot of that growth has been occurring on the South Shore, some of the momentum is expected to shift across the lake with the convenience of the new bridge. About 200 people gathered for the official opening Tuesday. Mayor Jane Gottschalk, DOT Commissioner Mark Lucan, Senator Lyman Hoffman, and Representative Bryce Edgman had the honor of cutting the ribbon. It took just 2 years to build the bridge, a far shorter amount of time than it took to get the funding, the permits, and the land access to start construction. While Senator Hoffman is given much of the credit for making sure the estimated $25 million was available to see it completed, in his remarks Tuesday, he called attention to decades worth of local efforts by countless others.
It is the determination of all the people of this area and their persistence to make sure that the bridge wasn't forgotten and continued to be a high priority. And look at this wonderful, beautiful bridge. It warms my heart to see it.
The bridge spans across and only touches twice the Wood River, one of the most productive sockeye salmon rivers in the world. DOT Commissioner Lucan offered some of the technical specifications.
It's a 440-foot bridge. It's 40 feet above the river. And it is going to be here, you know, based on the design, it's going to be here for well over 100 years. It is a well-designed, well-built bridge.
While optimism was the prevailing mood of the day, there's still an apprehension voiced quietly by North Shore residents. The bridge opens easier access to their quiet neighborhood, trails, and resources, and they admit they're a little leery of the traffic coming north from Dillingham. They also say they've been advised to start locking their doors for the first time ever. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.